This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the room. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome. Okay, barely welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the real side. Yes, it is me. I'm doing the best I can with what I got. I'm sure you can put through. Look at, for those of you who are Alex Jones fans, this should be easy for you. Get it? If you're a real Alex Jones fan, you know what I'm talking about. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. All right. You know, just deal with it. It's going to happen a couple times during the show. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. Kimberly Marin's going to join us after the first break. I'm sure she's got a lot going on. I got to ask her. I found out that New Hampshire, or if you're from Boston, it's New Hampshire. I don't think their legislators get paid. I mean, that's a good thing. Don't get me wrong. I'm not upset about it by any stretch of the imagination. But I don't think their legislators get paid. Maybe that's a good idea. Maybe they wouldn't hang around so much. Maybe they get their business done. Stop screwing around with us and go get a job, a real job, that is. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head up to the website, realside.com. You can watch live, listen live. You can take the poll. A lot going on up there. You can be part of the conversation, right? I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. A lot of good stuff going on. Okay, we'll talk more about it later on in the show. Nunez is suing Twitter. Yep, because he's, you know what? He's got proof that they've been doing shadow banning, and I don't know what the grounds of the suit is, but we'll find out in a little bit. And as you've heard, now from AOC, right? And also, who's the other nut? Oh, Beto, whatever his name is. I don't think he knows what his name is. What do you think? Right, now both of them are running all around the place. They're talking about the how API recently came out with an article that said that that we only had 12 years left, right? And that's what they're... That's what they're quoting, or they say they're quoting anyway. Not really. See, this is what I was telling you. The left squeezes, twists, writes it in a different dictionary. They don't use the same dictionary we do. You know that. I don't have to tell you that. You guys already know that, right? Because if you don't know that, maybe this isn't the show you should be listening to. Just saying. So anyway... You got 12 years left, according to the AP. Now, AP came out and said, hey, we never said that. We didn't write that anyplace. I don't know what you guys are talking about. And thank God for them doing it, because a lot of times they just stay quiet. They don't do anything. So they've now come out and they've said, hey, we never said 12 years. And the scientists don't say 12 years. Do you want to know where they got the 12 years? See, they actually even said the UN's report said we had 12 years to move, to make something. Now, that's been coming out forever. That was quoted back in the 70s, 70 and 71, again in 79. I think they've made this prediction a half a dozen times. The problem is they're not using the same numbers that we're using. They're not using the same numeric system that we're using. I'm thinking, now this is just a guess here. I'm thinking that they're using Bible years. And I say that because in the New Testament, the Bible says that one day is like 1,000 years to God. So, because I don't have enough fingers and toes to do this, maybe one of you can figure it out. If one day is like 1,000 years to God, and you have 365 days in a year, and then you talk about 12, we have nothing to worry about. If that's what they're using, I don't know. I didn't ask them. But really where it comes from, where they've extrapolated it out from and jumped all over it, in 2018, at a Paris Accord speech, they were talking that they needed to make changes by 2030 or else. Now, the problem is that they've cried wolf way too many times. Scientists are not all in agreement on this. They are right, though. 100%, I think it was 11% of the scientists that responded to the actual survey years ago agree to this. That's really the number. But think about, again, how they... This is a perfect example of how they twist things, how they like to play with things. So, the Paris Accord says we have to make changes by 2030 or else. Now, it came out in 2018, right? I don't know, maybe I don't have enough fingers and toes for this, but, you know, you take 2018, go to 2030, that's 12 years, got it. That's where they're pulling the 12 years from. So AOC and Beto is saying, hey, you know, 12 years or it's all over. It's not what they said. I mean, these guys can't even get simple math right. They want to be president. Well, Beto wants to be president. Can you imagine if you can stick the same issues that Beto is going through or statements that he makes? Imagine if Trump made those statements, right? My God, the Twitter world would be lit up like a Christmas tree. It wouldn't stop. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Really appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting and truly being part of the conversation. Okay. I'm loving this. I think this is great. Nunez is going to be sues Twitter. Some users seek over $250 million in alleging anti-conservative shadow ban smears. Look, they only have to win one of these. Just one. And that's all we need. We need one win, and social media will be in a world of hurt. Joe Messina, your host, will be back in a few minutes.
Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311, 844-715-7311. Get the free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. results. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Lumines. The Lumines anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
They travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
Wipe out all thought? I think it's dirty politics.
They're like flying television.
Welcome back to The Real Side with Joe Messina.
I'm not going to tell you what I'm thinking about when I see this. Somebody, somewhere will slap me. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thanks so much for being with me. Thanks so much for putting up with me. I can barely hear me. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me. If you want to send me an email, joe@therealside.com. joe@therealside.com. And let me just bring her in. She can help save my voice a little bit. Kimberly Marin joins us, as she does every week. I always appreciate the time that she spends with us. I always enjoy the time with her. Kimberly, thanks for being with me. With me?
Thanks for having me.
My God. Talk about sounding like a guinea, right? With me?
No, I should make you lose your voice more so Tammy can have a quiet night.
Oh, ooh, I'm sorry. I can't hear you anymore. Hello, hello, hello. God. So you've had an exciting weekend. I mean, really, your pearl-clutching moment has got a lot of traction and continues to have a lot of traction, doesn't it?
Apparently. Apparently, yes. It's done great for our organization. We got all kinds of donations. We got more members. We got more exposure to our class, to our organization, more exposure on our Facebook page. And we were even shadow banned by Twitter for
a
while.
Oh, wait a minute. If you've been shadow banned by Twitter, you hit big time. You know what I'm saying?
Well, you know, they did it right when we were in the middle of tweeting truth about red flag laws during the executive session. All of a sudden, we just disappeared from the hashtags. So I looked into it, and we were, and then someone showed me how to get out of that. So
really?
We're back. But, yeah, we've gotten quite a bit of attention in a good way. Because when people learn the truth, then they're like, why are they lying?
Yep.
Well, because they don't want anybody to know how bad the red flag laws are. And just to let you know, the red flag law was tabled for now.
Oh,
they did not win.
No, no, they're going to do it in the middle of the night when you guys aren't paying attention.
No, they can't do that. They'll bring it back, but it probably won't come back until January.
I told you what they do in California, right? With the laws when they're
They do in California.
That's hilarious. I mean, like, because once they unplug that clock, that means it stops everywhere, doesn't it? I mean,
yeah. No, they don't do that here. They don't do that middle of the night stuff here.
So, is your legislature paid or non-paid? I think you were telling me they don't.
They get paid $100 per year, which is $200 per set term, and they serve 2 years.
Wow. Now, they're not in all year, right? What's their session times?
So, typically, like right now, they're voting on bills. So, it's from like January to April. Well, January through like June, sort of. Like the end of May, beginning of June, is when they're voting. You know, the House votes on stuff and the Senate votes on stuff, and then they have to switch them, hand off the bills that made it through.
Got it.
And then September is when they bring in more bills. There's like 800 bills a session.
Well, you make it sound like that's a big deal.
We have way too many legislators. And now that Democrats have, you know, taken over control of the House and the Senate, they're absolutely insane. They're just raising taxes, raising spending, taking away freedom, banning stuff like plastic straws, destroying education tax credits that help low-income children get a better education and get them away from bullies.
Are you in California?
Oh, my God. I might as well be. I might as well be.
All right.
That's how bad they are.
So
just tells me Democrats are bad everywhere.
Oh, please. Here, they're like little kids in a candy store. Mommy and Daddy have gone down the street to have lunch. Ain't nobody watching over them. No way to stop them, you know, until they get so sick they'll throw up or something. I don't know, but I don't see that happening anytime soon either, you know?
Well, the thing is, I've been talking about this because I noticed it a couple years ago, and I talked about it on your show. Democrats are coming in, probably not just here, other places too. Out-of-state billionaires and millionaires are buying Democrats into office across the country, especially in places like New Hampshire, to push their agenda. And they did it in Colorado successfully. They did it. There's a book about it even. That's what they're doing in New Hampshire. And that's what they're doing most especially, pay attention, listeners, with Bloomberg paid Democrats. Bloomberg spent a lot. He swore he was going to spend $50 million a few years ago to push gun control, and he bought gun control Democrats into office around the country. You should see some of the crazy lunatic gun control bills they're trying to push all over the country, not just in New Hampshire, one of the safest states in the country, but all across the country. Some of it's absolute insanity. And people need to pay attention and wake up. See what's going on in your state legislature. Because they're not going to get much done at the federal level, but they're going to try like hell at the state level, and they're succeeding in some places.
Oh, it's
we fought back the red flag law, but there's another. There's two others that are coming through. A seven-day waiting period, which is stupid as heck, which will cause people to die. excuse me, you know, who want to protect themselves. And then...
Whoa. You don't need anybody to protect you. Just call the police.
Oh, my God. That's what one of the... Don't even get me started. There's a state rep who's a horrible, horrible pajama boy who sits on the Criminal Justice Committee. Not only did he smear me and attack me, who is a citizen who testifies before his committee, big mistake on his part, but he said he actually said at the executive session last week for this seven-day waiting period, well, a woman can just call the police. I wish I had been sitting there.
A woman. So what's a man supposed to do? Grab a gun? Really, I mean, think about what he said. If I had made a comment like that, they'd be ripping me up, wouldn't they?
Yeah, rightfully so.
Right? Well,
I'm waiting to get it. There's supposedly video on it. I'm waiting to get video, and then you will see the explosion.
We'll see smoke coming out of the Facebook logos there. Anyhow, yeah, no, it's always, that is just so amazing to me. Look, proof that we lost Fox, okay? Go down that road a little bit. Judge Jeanine, I mean, now they're saying that she's suspended, but others on either side say she's going to be gone. I mean, seriously, did you see or hear the rant that she did?
Yes, I saw after the fact, I saw it, because I don't watch television. After the fact, I saw it. She was not being anti-Muslim. She was asking the question. And it's a valid question, in my opinion, to ask.
No, you can't. What is wrong with you? You can't ask those questions. That's not right.
Well, isn't Ilhan Omar one of the ones who said, oh, these people are just, what's the word?
I don't know, but we're going to go for a break.
Okay, I'll think of it on the break.
There you go. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Just on the Real Side. Kimberly will be with us when we come back from the break.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
California Congressman Republican Devin Nunes suing Twitter for alleged anti-conservative bias. The congressman filing a 40-page lawsuit against Twitter in Virginia State Court, Twitter not commenting on the case. to the Midwest now, where there's a deadly flood emergency. At least 3 people killed in Nebraska and in Iowa. One man, 50 years old, trying to rescue people stranded in their cars, killed. An 80-year-old woman killed as floodwater fills her house. More than 4,000 people evacuated from their homes in Nebraska, Iowa, and Wisconsin. Hundreds of houses and businesses damaged from all the water. People told to just grab what you can and get out. Nebraska Senator Republican Ben Sasse, a guest on Special Report with Brett Baer on Fox News.
It's really quite stunning. We have 93 counties. 53 of them have issued emergency declarations.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's largest mortgage lender. Spring will be here soon, so if buying a new home is on your to-do list, right now is the time to call Quicken Loans. Learn about which mortgage options make sense for you and get a jump on your competition. With our exclusive Rate Shield approval, the low rate you lock today is protected for up to 90 days while you shop for your new home. With a Rate Shield approval, if rates go up, your low rate stays locked. But if rates go down, you get that new, even lower rate. Either way, you win. Talk to us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com to take advantage. Here's another great reason to work with us. For a record 9 years in a row, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Again, to lock in today's low mortgage interest rate and get the security of our exclusive Rate Shield approval, call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com. Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed-rate loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
I can't make up my mind. I haven't got a brain. Only straw.
How can you talk if you haven't got a brain?
I don't know. But some people without brains do an awful lot of talking, don't they?
Yes, I guess you're right.
We are back. You're listening to Real Time on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-GO-JOE. 855-732-5563. Thank you so much for being with us tonight. Always appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting. Kimberly Marin joins me. She does every week because I bring her on because she's smarter than me. I figure you want to start the week off with somebody who's bright, witty, smarter than I am. You know what I'm saying? And yawns in my ear during the break. Other than that, it's wonderful. Oh.
Hey, it's later here.
Hi. Please. When Xander comes on, it's 2 o'clock in the morning where he's at.
Yeah, but I don't think Xander sleeps.
You might be right. I don't know. All right, so let's talk about a little bit about the New Zealand shooter. You know, last
terrorist.
Week... Terrorist. There you go. When he was going at it and what have you, and we were talking about it a little bit last week, the first thing that came across all the left-leaning wires was that, you know, white nationalists shoots up mosque. Tell me, I mean, before anybody really knew, tell me that this isn't planned. This isn't something they're working at, making, looking at the white nationalists and getting crazy about. That's not the case at all, is it?
No, this guy was across the board. Like, he was all over the place with what his apparent beliefs were based on his manifesto. And one of the things that stood out the most to me was that he was trying to sow discord because he knew morons in the United States would try to infringe upon the fundamental human right to self-defense that's protected by our Second Amendment here. And of course, the morons on the left didn't disappoint. Unfortunately, they don't realize that there are a lot of Democrats who actually are gun owners. It's the elected officials that are the fascist lunatics that are on the left. They just want to ban stuff. They want to ban it. So they basically are blaming, as usual, all law-abiding gun owners for the actions of one person, and they are taking our rights away based on the actions of one person instead of just blaming the person for those actions.
But, you know, what's so fun? But you're going down that road. We might as well keep going. What I love about this is I want you to think about when the shoe's on the other foot. Whenever you have, whether it's a Muslim group, like we saw in San Bernardino, California, 14 people were shot up, right? This was a sick person committing a sick act. This wasn't a Muslim committing an act in the name of Allah. This was a sick person committing a sick act, which I think is hilarious. When you got a nut job like this, and you can read his manifesto, you know exactly what he's trying to do, he's still a white nationalist who loves Trump.
Right. And in fact, in part of his manifesto, he says he doesn't even agree with Trump's policies. It's just, it's since the guy who did this, the scum terrorist piece of crap, because he was a terrorist. It was an act of terror. He terrorized people, and he terrorized a group of people, and then beyond that, he terrorized other people, in my opinion. But he does all this, and the media and the left and people do exactly what he wanted them to do. That's how stupid they are. He spelled out for them what he expected as a result and what he was trying to go for, and they just fell for it, hook, line, and sinker, because they're that dumb.
Oh, but
today there was another, they're not sure if it was a terrorist attack or mass shooting in the Netherlands, and it was a man of Turkish descent. The government came out right away and said, we're not excluding terrorism as the potential for this, what this act was. In Nigeria, in a short period of time, there was 130 Christians, mostly Christians, killed in acts of terror from Muslims over there. No one even talks about that. You have to really find out to look for that. It just seems like the media is just trying to push a narrative, as usual, to blame all law-abiding gun owners, number one. Number two, blame all white people. Blame Trump, trying to say that white nationalism is growing, as opposed to looking overall at the situation around the world of who's really killing and what the problem is and why, including in our country. Who's really doing all the gun homicides that are happening. I gotta tell you, it's not law-abiding gun owners. That's for damn sure.
Well, I know you're pretty up on this stuff. You know, people keep telling me we have the most shootings anywhere on the planet. We're the most violent country because
that's
we're
not true.
Guns. And yeah, I keep telling them. I said, look, it is not true. When you look at the numbers as a per capita number, when you look at how the FBI reports shootings or mass shootings, if you would, it's not true. If they're just not counted the same. And frankly, how many, let me ask you a question, out of Haiti, how many actual shootings, mass shootings are being reported, do you think?
None. Probably none. Listen, here's the thing. You can't just include shootings. You have to include violent crime, because law-abiding gun owners who own firearms to defend themselves can fend off violent criminals. If you're in a place where you can't defend yourself because the state thought it was a good idea to ban your ability to defend yourself, there's higher violent crime. We know that about the UK. The UK has higher violent crime than the U.S. Guess what? They banned firearms. And they're trying to ban knives now and do all kinds of things with knives. They have an extremely high violent crime rate, and it's because people can't defend themselves. Criminals rule the place because no one can defend themselves, and they're even getting in trouble for daring to carry a knife to defend themselves.
Wow.
It's insanity, and people are so damn stupid, they don't realize the truth, and the media perpetrates the fraud that gun control works, as do gun control Democrats, and even dumbass,
dumb butt.
Dumb jerk people like Marco Rubio, who has a red flag law bill at the federal level. Sorry.
Well,
that's not that bad of a word. They say that on TV.
Yeah.
They used to say
but,
that on
you
know that 70s show.
Yeah, remember the, National Labor Relations Board. You know, under Obama, it was packed by left-leaning, union-loving, admins, if you would, or appointees. So everything went every ruling came down on the left. Now it's all conservative, so every ruling comes down more towards the right. So you go into this red flag thing, and depending on who's in power, will depend on actually who decides who guns get taken away from or not. You know,
exactly. And what's disgusting is that some Republicans are on board with this. They're not getting that this is just gun confiscation. It has nothing to do with protecting people. These bills are not that different around the country. They're all similar. Some are worse than others, like New Hampshire's is one of the worst. But they're not thinking things through, and I'm disappointed and disgusted that Republicans are this dumb to fall for this kind of BS.
Oh, come on. You're not surprised. Give me a break.
I'm not surprised. I'm just disgusted.
Yeah. I mean, but really, how are we going to protect our single moms and their kids and everything else if we allow all these guns to be running around?
Guns don't run around, number one. Moms are protecting themselves and their children. Women are the largest growing group of gun owners in the country, probably even in the world. I'm not sure, but I know for a fact in this country they are. Women want to learn how to safely use firearms. Women want to protect themselves. I know these women all personally. I've trained hundreds of them myself, and that's just in my little state of New Hampshire.
Oh, my God, you're advocating gun usage? What is wrong with you?
Let me tell you something. Those black scary rifles that gun controllers hate are a heck of a lot of fun to use. It's my favorite class to teach.
Oh, I know. I love the pictures I see afterward, and everybody looks like they're having a good time. Matter of fact, my wife used to go to this thing, and I can't remember the name of it, what the club was, but the Annie Oakley Club. That was it. That was it. So there was a bunch of women there shooting guns, learning how to shoot guns. And I was there one night interviewing some of them, and two of the women were there for the very first time. And, you know, intelligent people, because they said, look, I can't just jump on the bandwagon and say guns are bad, guns are good, guns are whatever. I never had one. I never held one in my hand. I never shot one. They were there shooting them, and they were having fun.
Yep.
And I'm saying to myself, okay, how do you speak for or against something when you've never used it?
So bingo.
You have to, well, we have to. You don't have to. We have to go for a break. We'll be back in a minute. Joe Mazzini, your host. Kimberly's going nowhere.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow, I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. You just put it on your finger and go. Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny because they haven't chosen to take the first step towards the life they've always dreamed of. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Start small or dream big. Work part-time or full-time. You choose the pace. Just visit startlivingyoung.com. That's startlivingyoung.com. And click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health products company that spent 5 years on the Inc. 5,000 fastest-growing private companies in America list. With over $1 billion a year in sales, they'll provide all the tools you need to thrive and succeed. And you'll be blown away by how little it takes to get started. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab at the top of the page. 2019 will be the year your new life begins. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Anyone know the effects? Anyone? Anyone? Anyone?
We are back. Well, kind of. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Kimberly Wren joins me. She does every week. Kind of kick off the week, get us rolling, get us started. Pump us up with all the crazy stories of the day. I got a lot of crazy stories coming up after the break or in the next hour, too. Kimberly, thanks for being with me.
Thanks for having me.
Always a lot of fun. So you're out of every jail right now. You're not in any particular
not in any gulag right now.
Mode.
Yep, I'm free. I'm living the high life. I'm free right now for at least this few minutes.
Right. You know, we'll do some little rapid response kind of stuff. You hear that PBS they're trying to defund PBS again, and I don't blame them. You know what? Not that I hate the network, not that I don't like them, but you know, here's an and this is where Sesame Street kicked off, right? Sesame Street yep. making all kinds of money. I mean, seriously, all kinds of money.
Where we should not start? Be paying. We should not be paying for NPR or PBS. They can get donations to support them and sell stuff to support themselves, like a lot of other organizations around the country do.
We seeded them. Why aren't we getting some of the money? Don't investors get some money back? Right?
Yeah, like that'll ever happen.
No, I know it won't. Then you have all these high value Hollywood stars going, look what he's doing. I can't believe. Now, listen, he's pulling $120 million from them. I want you to think of all those high-end stars and how much money, right, they could give to make it up.
How much they...
Those high-end stars, they could go in their cookie jars and give enough money for to cover this. If they really think it's that important.
Yeah, that's true. And you're right about, I mean, there's even like Sesame Street Place or something, isn't there? I mean, they made a ton of money off of it, and they still get taxpayer money. It's just like Planned Parenthood getting taxpayer money, even though they make tons of money off of abortion and donations.
Oh, hey, the thing that bothers me the most about Planned Parenthood, other than the obvious, is that they give money to Democratic or Democrat candidates all year in all election cycles, and in reality, it's our money they're giving them.
Yeah, exactly.
Right?
Exactly. It's just, what did I see? There's a comic out there of it's Planned Parenthood, it's taxpayer money, and then a DNC truck. It's like, it's just laundering the money. Is basically what it's doing.
Oh, I can't. Well, I'm having a lot of fun with some of these people. You know, you look at AOC, who else? Talked about at the top of the hour, it was AOC Beto.
Oh my God, Beto. Beta male.
The beta boy. Yeah. So,
all these people, look, all these people are in New Hampshire all the time now.
Are they really?
Yeah, Bill de Blasio was here this weekend. Only four people showed up.
Good for him. Good. I'm glad he could get the kind of turnout he deserves.
Oh my God. His wife probably didn't even go.
But listen. He values himself so highly. He thinks himself so smart. He probably got a venue for like 5,000 or something, knowing him, you know? Seriously. But it's just, again, I want to go quickly finish up on the story about Sesame Street. You know, Sesame Street makes millions and millions of dollars every year. And I realize it's not big bucks in the grand scheme of things, but we funded them. We seeded them. We started them. We put them out on NPR. We gave them, I mean, you know how radio works in TV. We gave them a nationally syndicated network across the country for no money.
Yep.
Right? And the Sesame Street guys, they ended up breaking it in. I want to know, you know, the Italian in me says, where's my piece?
Right.
I want my action. Right.
Well, the thing is, I understand they would take some of that money and use it to, you know, throw back into the show, and maybe use it to fund other programs. So that would mean to me that they should need less money from taxpayers.
Yeah. Well, it's like lucky what you brought up with Planned Parenthood. They make a boatload of money. They don't need our money. And if it's so important, it's just so great, and it's a service that's needed so badly, all those rich white guys in Hollywood could easily fund the money we're talking about.
Right. Yeah.
Right?
That's true.
Okay. And then
all these rich white leftists who, you know, shake their fists up and for socialism and complain and want to push all these programs. Why don't they just fund it themselves? Go fund yourself.
God. I'm glad you said that slow. and then Beto's apology.
Against Planned Parenthood.
There you go. You know Beto's apology, you know, for what he said about his wife or something like that. Did you hear about that?
Yeah, it sounded like to me he was just joking when he.
Oh no, said, no! You can't joke. You can't, right? I mean,
I know you can't joke with the offended crowd. But it's so bad. It's like you people really don't have a sense of humor at all. You have to take everything literally. No wonder you're so miserable.
Well, think about how afraid that the people on the left might be. That you know, you make the wrong statement the wrong way, even though it doesn't, you don't mean anything by it, and look what happens. But he said, I just got a call from my wife, Amy, who is back in El Paso, Texas, where she's raising, sometimes with my help, Ulysses, who is 12, Molly, who's 10, and their little brother, Henry, who's 8 years old. He apologized for that because he said, sometimes with my help.
And he was not only joking, but he was making a point that he's on the road doing all this stuff and she's raising the kids.
Right. That's terrible, apparently.
Oh, it's horrible. It's just so horrible. We have to make him apologize for that. And then he had to throw in white privilege on top of it.
I know. That's his white privilege, having him speak like, I don't have white privilege. You know, I'm really getting to that point where I'm saying, I don't care. Even the locals around here that don't much like me and don't like, well, actually, they actually hate me. They don't like me. They don't like me being here on the radio. And here's the bottom line with it. I don't care.
Yep.
You don't call the show. You know, I got in an argument with that fellow that I sent you the link on, the one who loves the, you know, he blames everybody else for spewing misinformation, yet he does. You know, he works for Entertainment Weekly. So he does all kinds of stuff online for Entertainment Weekly. And you would think he'd be able to get the facts right because he's got the people. He's the one that helps get my pages pulled down because he's got friends over Facebook. But, you know, again, I come back to, they don't know, they can't fight face to face. They're cowards. You know, come on the show. Open your mouth.
Yeah, well, they can't fight face to face. They are cowards, and they can't fight. You can't have an honest discussion with them because they don't base it on facts. That's the problem.
Well, most of them are even admitting it's feelings, right? Feelings are much more important than facts.
Well, you know what? You know what I say about your feelings, kid.
Don't give me trouble twice in one night. You know what I'm
not going to get. I'm not going to say any more bad words.
I appreciate that very much.
Well, you know what's funny? You know, Anomaly, the kid that we used to be a Bernie supporter, and he's come out and he's in Seattle, I believe. You've probably seen him on Twitter or social media or something. He just tells it like it is, basically.
Right.
And yesterday he had something out. You'll appreciate this because I'm Irish. He said, shout out to all the Irish people whose families were enslaved, came to the U.S. for a better life, worked in factories, and then got called privileged, quote unquote, and blamed for slavery by beta male, soy drinking hypocrites and depressed feminists.
I saw that. I thought that was great.
Nailed it.
Yeah, I thought that was great.
Yes.
Seriously.
Nailed it. But
and then
these
you got,
people are just nuts.
We got our friend, Sheila Jackson Lee. She's another one. She's talking about reparations and how to fix it and how to bring peace, you know, to the planet by...
Oh, yeah, that'll work.
Yeah.
That'll help. that'll help the people in the black community who aren't getting a good education thanks to Democrats, who are living in poverty and dependence thanks to Democrats, who are living in single-family homes thanks to Democrats. Yeah, that'll really help the black community. Just throw some money at them. Oh, my God, these people are disgusting.
God.
I'm done with that rant.
I'm thinking about all this stuff again. At some point in time, I know I'm like being a real Pollyanne right now, but at some point in time, this stuff has to prevail. At some point in time, somebody's got to look at this and go, okay, we've gone so far over the left, or over the lunacy, let's call it the lunacy line. We've gone so far over the lunacy line, you know, that somebody has to stop and take a look and decide, this isn't working, this won't work anymore, this isn't working. You know,
it's kind of hard when you have a dishonest media, you have dishonest Democrats, you're getting pushed from all kinds of directions with lies and misinformation. And so people don't know what the truth is. They don't know what the reality is. And they're never going to find out unless they take the red pill and they try to research and verify the truth for their own selves.
Right.
It's the only way you end up finding out.
Where do people find you?
New Hampshire Political Buzz, GraniteGrok.com, and Conservative IND on Twitter.
All right, coming up next hour, Maduro or Trump? Which would you prefer? You'd be surprised what young people in this country want. Well, maybe you won't. I don't know. Joe Senior Hollis will be back in a bit.